This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump today criticizing judges who ruled against his administration's effort to deport alleged Venezuelan gang members under the Wartime Alien Enemies Act. At the White House today, President Trump saying there's no time for trials.
We're getting them out, and a judge can't say, no, you have to have a trial. The trial's going to take 2 years, and no, we're going to have a very dangerous country if we're not allowed to do what we're entitled to do.
The so-called doomsday mother, Lori Vallow Daybell, convicted of helping to murder her own children, now convicted of a new crime, this time for the murder of their fourth husband by an Arizona court. The Department of Health and Human Services and the Food and Drug Administration announcing Tuesday a series of measures to phase out 8 artificial food dyes and colorings from America's food supply. The Vatican announcing the body of Pope Francis will lay in state in St. Peter's Basilica starting Wednesday. This is ABC News. A move to ban transgender students from girls' sports in Washington State has failed.
Falling short of the 60% needed by just one vote, the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association rejected a plan that would have banned transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports. Mick Hoffman is executive director of the WIAA, which governs school-sponsored athletics in the state.
Our legal team has advised our board that they should not implement any rules that do not align with state law.
Washington's law against discrimination protects transgender students from inequity and intolerance in public schools. Jeff Pogela, ABC News.
The latest data from the Texas Department of Health Services reports 624 cases of measles with 27 new infections confirmed in the past 5 days. Almost all the cases are among people who are unvaccinated or whose vaccination status is unknown. At least 64 patients have been hospitalized so far. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, 2 separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in Indianapolis. The final 123-115 in favor of the Pacers. Indy dominated the game throughout. Bucks only pulling to within 5 points with just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points. Damian Lillard, in his first game back, played 37 minutes, scored 14 points. Game 3 of the series, Friday night in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Pacers now lead the best-of-seven series, 2 games to nothing. Baseball, Brewers and Giants playing tonight in San Francisco. NFL, the draft coming up in Green Bay on Thursday night. I asked Brian Gutekunst about a former first-round draft pick, Lucas Van Ness, and what does he expect from him this year at defensive end?
Yeah, we have high expectations for Lucas. We always kind of have. Obviously, we took him very early, but we're very excited where he is on his developmental path and expect big things from him this year. So certainly, if we're going to get to where we want to go to, he's going to be a big part of that.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear to partly cloudy sky the overnight. Light winds and temperatures dropping to the lower 40s. On Wednesday, we'll see a chance of showers and storms. Partly sunny skies, a light south breeze in the afternoon as highs climb to near the 70-degree mark. It's 53 at our studios.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time at our new time slot, 2 until 4, and Matt Solomon from Cracked.com talking about SNL at 50. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, doctor, the advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know that as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Just for fair disclosure, me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. The bottom line, as I know, and you should know too, you can be raised by a single mom and still not be a jackass.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
We as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives,
get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
If it was bad before today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten.
If we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
And I'm freaked the frickin' frack out.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth, here is Maggie Dawn.
What is going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you don't like to just listen, if you want to watch, you can always find Civic Media on our YouTube station. And, of course, at Maggie Dawn Show on Insta, the thing we used to call Twitter, and the Book of Faces. Check us out because you can see me and all of my fabulous guests today by watching us there. Of course, you're always welcome to listen on 540 AM WAUK in southeastern Wisconsin or any of Civic Media's amazing talk radio network affiliated stations. We got a packed show for you today. We're going to try to work in the breaking news. A bit of breaking news just before, as I was driving into the studio today, my friends, and I'm so glad I've got Gray Gunderson from Park Falls joining us to engage this discussion. It's not just your neck of the woods, Gray. It's my neck of the woods. It's everybody's neck. Maybe less woods, more neck. We continue to track the federal court's response to Donald Trump caring not a whit about Americans' due process rights. Due process isn't a thing that applies to some and not others. You either respect it for all or you respect it for none. And Donald Trump is demonstrating literally every day that he does not care about Americans and their due process rights. Gray, you've been talking about this quite a bit. I spent a long time yesterday going deep into the procedural detail of many of the cases that have been ongoing since the earliest invocation of the Alien Enemies Act to deport people, but that has really expanded in both number and potential impact and complexity since the Supreme Court in a 9-0 ruling on April 7th said, yep, people get due process. If you are standing on American jurisdictional land, you get due process. It doesn't matter who you are. That is central to our democracy. You got to give it to them. And since that time, Donald Trump and his administration have basically done everything in their power not to facilitate anybody exercising their due process rights or facilitating the return of Mr. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, whose due process rights were abused, not facilitating the due process rights of the people they already shipped into a legal no man's land for gosh knows how long, rotting away in El Salvadorian concentration camp, done everything in their power to not follow the Constitution. Supreme Court had to intervene 1 a.m. on Saturday. We've been talking about it. I'm going to get into some of the detail on Justice Alito's dissent in that emergency order granted on Saturday. And just as I was coming in, then I'm going to throw it to you, Greg, for your take on this, some of your thoughts, what you're hearing in your neck of the woods. But just wanted to share the breaking news. A federal judge in Colorado, in a district court judge in Colorado, blocking removals under the Alien Enemies Act. This is U.S. District Court Judge Charlotte Sweeney issuing a temporary restraining order that prohibits the administration from using the law to deport non-citizens currently within the state of Colorado, further requiring that those non-citizens do get their due process rights. I believe it was that judge who said the administration has to give them at least 21 days. So what you've seen is this very sort of generalized ruling from the Supreme Court on April 7th, and then district court rulings with greater and greater specificity directing or seeming to direct the Trump administration about how they actually have to observe due process rights, because the Trump administration's last trick was, well, I'll get them out of any federal district court jurisdiction where one of these orders exists. I'll give them a notice that they're about to be deported in English, which they can't read, with no information about how to vindicate those due process rights, and then I'll disappear them. And that will maybe sort of comply with the Constitution. Judges and the Supreme Court saying that's not good enough. Yet another judge today being even more specific. You got to give them 21 days so that they can fully vindicate their due process rights. And by the way, everybody, these aren't full beyond a reasonable doubt trials. That's not the evidentiary standards that apply. This isn't some 2-week proceeding. It would not take that much to satisfy due process rights for these individuals in relative scope. So with that status check, Gray, I know you've been thinking and talking a lot about this. I wanted to give you a chance to weigh in, my friend.
Certainly. And I appreciate that opportunity. Thanks for having me back here 2 days in a row. I think I'm going to get a little bit spoiled here, Maggie, but
love having
one
you.
Thing that, oh, I love being here, but it may be lost on some of our viewers and listeners that I am in the red county. If you had to pick one red county, I'm there. I'm in the middle of it. And I
you
don't
mean in the state of Wisconsin?
Like yes,
you're in deep red territory. Got it.
The quintessential red zone. That said, it's not as it's really difficult to explain my perspective on other people's perspective, of course, because I'm not them. But I think what my perspective is that I'm watching Donald Trump weaponize public opinion in a way that has been there for the taking, but he's just the first one to kind of step into this mantle. And what I mean by that is, credit to that caller we were talking to yesterday. I believe his name was Tom from Whitewater, because he was talking about how the Democrats have to step up and answer Donald Trump, because regardless of whether or not what he's doing is right, what he's doing has massive public support. And I wanted to, we ran out of time yesterday, but I wanted to credit him, because while I don't like that is true, it is 100% true. Donald Trump seems to be leveraging a wave of momentum through public opinion, which he is shaping using that putty knife I described yesterday, the false dichotomy. The he's shaping public opinion so that he can drum up enough support that even if what he's doing is not quite correct, there's overwhelming public support, or at least enough that he can point to it and call it overwhelming when it's reported on his pet news cycle. And that's sort of the cycle. He says it, it gets reported. He can talk about how it's being reported and therefore has public support, which creates public support because he's created that attention. And by doing that, he can manufacture support for whatever thing he feels like manufacturing support for. He's just got to talk about it.
Can I just jump in here? One of the things that is true at a certain level, so I don't disagree with the point at all, but what I do think happens all of the time, and again, this is the Donald Trump creates public support by lying to people, right? Like, the factual predicates for the false choice are themselves lies, as is the false choice. What Gray and I are talking about here, of course, is the false choice between you can either be safe or have due process rights. You can't have both. And if you care about due process rights for someone who's here illegally, you don't care about American safety. That's a lie. I think that's a lie. I deeply care about American safety. And I know that American safety isn't just about one man or the border situation today. American safety fundamentally in this constitutional republic requires the respect of due process, right? Like, these are not separable values or ideals, yet the lies about Mr. Garcia, the lies about many of these people, that's the I'm going to scare you with this information. That those lies then begat the higher order lie that you can only have safety or due process, but not both. The higher order lie, of course, that there's not enough due process to go around. That if we give due process to someone else that really deserves it, won't get it. The false scarcity lie. And